Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Kevin believes that the Rooneys have unlimited money.
Well, they do. They just don't spend it. They're thrifty.
Yeah, that's a good way of phrasing it.
They just paid $1.323 million for Jonathan Dwyer. That's $1 million for every fumble he'll have in the next six games.
See, you get mad at them for not spending money. Then they spend $1.33 million on Jonathan Dwyer, and you get mad.
No, I'm not saying they overpaid for him. I just, you know, he's got a little bit of an issue with fumbling.
See, Dave's right.
Dave's right.
You look at this. You look at this whole thing as a fan.
Well, yeah, I don't deny that.
Okay? And you hate the fact that I look at it as a business, and then you accuse me of not being a sports fan anymore.
Sucking the fun out of sports. Maybe that should be the new open.
I understand the economics of it. Not completely, but the economics of it.
You've heard of the agony of defeat, okay? The thrill of victory, sucking the fun out of sports.
But, for example, we were talking about conference realignment the other week.
Right.
Sure, the numbers were dry, but at least I told you why, as the athletic director, you got to take the call. You got to take the call. All right? There are three conferences, okay, that haven't lost members. Who are they? They're the three that no matter what are going to survive and will still be there 10, 20, and 30 years from now.
But the Big Ten,
the Pac-12, and the SEC.
And the Pac-12, right.
Pac-12. Okay? Not one of them has lost a member. That tells you everything. The ACC, the Big 12, and the Big East have all lost members. And it's just, I mean, that's the way it is. Because guess what? They've been able to, through socialism, basically, stabilize the full unit with big contracts using their markets. The Big 12 has bent over backwards for Texas. The Big East bent over backwards for Notre Dame and the football schools. And the ACC, they really hurt themselves when they bent over backwards for Notre Dame. And again, to all the Notre Dame fans out there, please, I'm not downing Notre Dame. You've got to understand where I'm coming from here. I am not taking shots at Notre Dame.
They actually did the right thing. They took the money, or they took the opportunity.
Notre Dame is doing what's best for Notre Dame, and I got to give them credit for, you know, they always come out like this and do well. So it's not being critical of them. I'm being critical of the ACC. You look at the entity and say, look, you're either all in or all out. You don't just say, gee, your name is so cool, you know, I'll let you come in for basketball. And then maybe a full member in tenure. Come on. You look at him and say, guess what? You're either all in or all out.
Well, did I read somewhere that they're coming in a year early now for basketball?
They'll be in next season.
Yeah.
In next season. They'll be a member of the ACC in as full a standing as they're allowing. As of July 1st.
Wait,
in every sport but football.
As full of standing as they're allowing? What does that mean?
Well, I'm talking about Notre Dame.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. I think they play Georgia Tech and BC every year. There'll then be two other schools still to be determined that they'll play every year. And then there'll be a wall that rotates among the rest of the ACC schools. I believe that's how the five games go. Georgia Tech and BC are definite ons, always on the Notre Dame schedule. I believe there are two other schools that will be designated, also being on every single year. And then the fifth game is the floater. I'll bet AMI Pitt's one of those schools that ends up being on every year. They have a rivalry with them over the years. It's gone pretty well. So that's enough. But, you know, back to the NFL. It's a business. You can't, I mean, I know you as a fan gets emotionally attached to, you know, we mentioned Troy Polamalu. He's not going anywhere. But you as a fan get emotionally attached to him. And it's hard. It's hard for fans like Brian Dawkins when he left Philadelphia. That was hard for Eagles fans. Okay?
Very
Tampa
popular
Bay
player,
fans. Yeah. Very popular and played at a high level. Very hard for Tampa Bay fans to suddenly watch John Lynch play as a Denver Bronco. Okay? I think it's hard for Colts fans to obviously watch, even though they love Andrew Luck, and justifiably so. I think it's hard for them to watch Peyton Manning as a Denver Bronco.
Well, I would think so.
You know, I mean, you know, I just, you know, that's the hard part of it. The era of having, you know, a player play the entire career with somebody. A guy like Brady's going to be rare.
Yeah, but you know what?
Now, it hasn't always been like that, though. I mean, Johnny Unitas finished his career with the Chargers, and, you know, I mean, you think of all the guys throughout the course there. I mean, Bart Starr was a lifer with the Packers. Bradshaw was a lifer with the Steelers. But Montana was not a lifer. I mean, Montana finished up his career with Kansas City, which is, by the way, was an influence for Bob Kraft when it came to Tom Brady.
But see, that's where I have to applaud the Kraft and the ownership there, the whole lot of them there for going ahead and you know, finishing everything off with Brady, knowing that he's been the franchise for a long time. He's the reason. Right. He's one of the main reasons why you're where you are and why you've been there for so many years. And it's also the reason why people put their butts in seats.
Right now, no question. I mean, he's recognized that. And look. I don't know Mr. Kraft at all. Bill O'Brien, he has nothing but the highest regard for Mr. Kraft. But when it comes to, I mean, when you look at history, there's always been more movement in the NFL anyway. Y.A. Tittle's always associated with the Giants, but he played before then with the Niners. You know, George Blanda was all over the place, the Bears and Houston and then Oakland. You know, Sam Ebaugh played his entire career with the Redskins. Sid Luckman his entire career with the Bears. But, you know, you look at the Super Bowl quarterbacks over time. Joe Namath finished out his career with the Rams. Unitas finished out with the Chargers. I mean, they thought they had something left. You know, I think, and that's just the way it's been over time. I mean, Steve Young finished his career with the Niners, but he had been with the USFL in Tampa Bay before that. You know, look how Favre ended up as a mercenary at the end.
A mercenary.
Jets, Vikings. Well, in some ways you are. You know?
I mean,
Paul Hornung and Jim Taylor, by the way, were noted Green Bay Packers. Who'd they finish their careers with? The Saints. Hornung didn't play a down.
But I can't remember him as a Saint, but that's probably why.
He was taken by the Saints in the expansion draft. You know, I don't even know if he suited up, but he was with New Orleans, and he and Jim Taylor both the first year. He didn't play there. I mean, so there's been more movement among NFL players. There are very rare NFL players that play their entire career. I mean, you associate Larry Zonka with the Miami Dolphins. Then he went to the World Football League with Memphis. Then he played for the Giants. Then he came back to Miami.
The World Football League, right?
Right. Yeah, the Memphis played for.
Right.
Paul Warfield was a great receiver for the Dolphins, but he actually started his career with the Browns. Bobby Mitchell was a great player for the Redskins, but he started his career with the Browns. So you've got great players all over the place in the NFL that have played other places, even those that are entrenched in the Hall of Fame. The Jack Hams of the world, that's what they made the Steelers very special in the 70s into the early 80s. Jack Ham, Andy Russell, Jack Lambert, Joe Green, Lynn Swan, John Stallworth, Rocky Blyer, Terry Bradshaw, L.C. Greenwood, they all played with the Steelers. Mike Wagner played his entire career with the Steelers. Now, Franco finished up with the Seattle Seahawks. But see, that's what endears them so many to Steeler fans, because they spent their entire career there. That era, that team, that kind of unit, that's long gone. That's long gone. You don't have that anymore. That's why when you look at a Troy Polamalu, it's rare. And you have to mentally prepare yourself that maybe he goes someplace else and finishes. And you don't want to face that, and I understand that.
Well, my hope is also that he doesn't want to go anywhere else and finish it. So that he wants to go and say, listen, yeah. I want to restructure. You know, I want to stay here. Let's work on something together. That's right. What I also want to see.
But sometimes the hand is forced.
Well, and that's true. I mean, the ownership cuts him.
If the ownership looks at him, I mean, Peyton Manning was cut.
Right.
I mean, the Colts cut him. I was there. I was in Indianapolis the day it happened because it was the Big Ten tournament. It happened right across the street from the hotel I was staying in. You should have seen the papers the next day. It was wall to wall all about Manning and what he's meant to the city and the whole thing. I mean, look, he meant everything to that city. The Colts, when they moved from Baltimore, were a big zero. I mean, the most important thing they ever did was they traded for Eric Dickerson, flirted with the playoffs once or twice, and then that's been it. I think they made it once. But, you know, he got there, and all of a sudden he changed everything. I mean, he made Indiana had the Pacers, you know, and they have, of course, Indiana Purdue basketball. I mean, Notre Dame being in the state of Indiana doesn't really count because nobody in the state of Indiana looks at Notre Dame as being Indiana's team. They're a national team. Peyton Manning, as much as the Indianapolis 500 means to the city and its image, Peyton Manning put Indianapolis, the city, and made people think of Indianapolis as a major league city.
No question.
They end up with the Super Bowl, I think, because he helped craft that image. Now, is that too much to put on one guy? Well, when you think about the history of the franchise, he was the face of it for years and made them ultra competitive. Yeah, and this is a city that has done a great job with its facilities. Lucas Oil Stadium is great. Conseco Fieldhouse, Bankers Life Fieldhouse, whatever the Mass Mutual of the month happens to be, is a great facility. Not a good facility. It's a great facility. Now, obviously, I've done enough games in there. So the facilities they have in Indianapolis are absolute top-flight facilities. And, of course, with the NCAA located in Indianapolis, the Final Four is guaranteed being there every 5 years. And this year, for example, they have a regional. But players staying in one location, very, very rare. Joe Flacco has a chance now with the Ravens. Brady obviously is going to do it. You know, let me look at Mark Sanchez. All right, now let's take a break. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hey.
Welcome back. Shamokin Dam Orchestra with a wild animal that we found outside.
What's the point spread for Thursday, by the way? Do you know?
I never know these things. I never look at this stuff.
I know. That's why I asked.
I'd never know. I mean, obviously, I would expect the team in blue and neon to...
I'll tell you what, though. If you look favorite. At the matchups, look at the matchups in the Big Ten tournament from a Penn State perspective, I think you got to be a little happy about that. I mean, you played very well against Michigan. You played very well against Wisconsin. And that's your first two matchups. I think it really is a good matchup and a good draw for the Nittany Lions.
Yeah, potentially it can be. I mean, and I just don't know. Because I talked to Dick today, Dick Girardi. I said, you know, he said, what do you think? I said, Dick, I don't know. I said, a lot of it has to do with what's the mental state of Michigan? Are they mad and like, okay, you know what? We're going to, you know, this team beat us last time, so we're going to pick them apart. Or is this a Michigan team saying, I can't believe we blew it. Now we're not playing on Friday. We're playing on Thursday. Mentally flat. I don't know. It's a mystery. Now, Michigan, you know, when the last time the two teams played, I mean, look, Penn State played its best offensive basketball of the year to beat them. They scored on 10 consecutive possessions at one point and totaled 25 points in those possessions. Those are ridiculous numbers. Absurd. Michigan out-rebounded them. Penn State, you know, and the oddity is Penn State, when Penn State lost out there, Penn State out-rebounded Michigan. Well, this time Michigan out-rebounded Penn State. It's the only game in the last four where Michigan's had a rebound advantage. They lost. And Michigan shot 52% against Penn State and lost. So I don't know. I think a lot of it, you know, I expect Penn State to come out, play hard, be into it. They are going to take their shoot-around time in the morning, which will be 9:05 Eastern, 8:05 Central, which is good because not one of them, I mean, look, I'm the only person in the group that, along with Dave Baker, that's ever been in the building.
In the morning?
I guess the train. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Penn State plays 30 in the afternoon out there.
Well, all right, yeah. I wasn't.
I mean, you get a half an hour. Look, Kev, you get a half hour in there, and you know what? I'm not always a proponent of shoot around. I think I'm one that every once in a while says, hey, look, you know what? Every once in a while, hey, sleep in, guys. Okay, we'll go over a little earlier. We'll shoot then. All right? Not this time. Because this time, not one member of the coaching staff and not one player has ever been in the building, ever.
Yeah, you said that a few seconds ago, and I had to think. Really?
No, they've never been in there. I've been in there. Jeff Tarman's been in there. Saz the trainer, Dave Baker.
Dick Girardi.
Anybody? Dick. Yeah, Dick's been. Yeah, Dick's been in there. Because Dick and I, this is the ninth season Dick and I have worked together. So Dick has definitely been in there with me. But I think that's it. Adam Fisher might have been in there, the director of player development, when he was a manager. But that's it. I think we're the only ones that have been in the building that's in the travel party. And, you know, none of us play or coach, so.
This just in, too. The Bills release Ryan Fitzpatrick. Sorry, Dave. Well, maybe not. Actually, I think he was kind of happy with the thought that Ryan Fitzpatrick may go.
He tells me Dave's dancing around the room right now based on previous comments.
So Ryan Fitzpatrick, gone.
So, I mean, what you want to do is, since the game, you've got to remember, I'm giving you times that are central time zone time. So, in other words, the shoot would be 9:05 Eastern. So, you're shooting at 9:05 Eastern. You get 30 minutes. You work a sweat because you're playing at 2:30. It's not really that much of a difference. You're playing an afternoon game. I think you want them up and at them anyway, don't you?
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
But of course, over this waiver right now. Upset that I'm not pouring over the Giants waiver wire because he claims I'm no longer a fan.
You know what? It's a little early yet. You know, if it's this way in the next 3 days, then I'd be concerned about you.
No, I'm going to be the same way 3 days from now as I am now.
Well, the Dolphins have now reached an agreement with Mike Wallace. We'll get you the details here in just a moment.
How about that?
Mike
I'm
Wallace
sure it's
gone.
Yeah. Hey, Hillshoe's General Stores are a hotline sponsor. I have 1-800-795-5564. And that was my big regret today in going to Northumberland, was I did not get a chance time-wise at Hillshoe. I wanted to check in. I wanted to check out the bakery. I wanted to get myself something to eat. I also wanted to check out what they had in the general store. I mean, I wanted to check out all that because you need a little bit of time to go in there because they have so much to get to. 7 miles south of Sealands Grove on Routes 11 and 15. Strongly recommend that you go into Hillshoe's General Store. And if you'd like just a quick preview of what they have in there, and it is it, boys and girls, www.hillshoestore.com. That's www.hillshoestore.com. I know the next time I'm in the area, I am going there without a doubt. Talk about great people to be around. They are great people to be around, and they will always go the mile in search for you. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Meanwhile, Kevin is pouring over the agreement between the Steelers and us. He's pouring it over. He's looking for loopholes.
Well, I'm just trying to see what the Dolphins have reportedly reached an agreement with Wallace. Now, and according to the one report, he's taking a physical. Does that mean he's taking it right this second? I mean, was he waiting for 4 o'clock and then in the doctor's office going, okay, it's 4 o'clock. Can I get checked out now for my money? I'm just wondering. It's just the way it's worded is strange. I mean, if some of the numbers that I've heard are correct, and we're talking lots of tens of millions, maybe it would be worth sitting at the doctor's office. The one is worded as Mike Wallace indeed on the verge of becoming a Dolphin. He's taking a physical.
You're a bitter guy.
Bitter.
You do know that, don't you?
No, actually, I'm glad to see him go. I really am.
Now the bitterness really comes out. The bitterness really comes out now. Happy. Now you're happy.
After what happened last year at this time, see ya. Thanks for stopping by.
You know what makes me happy?
What makes you happy?
Why don't you hear from Ken from Milton?
You just made my day, Steve. Boy, am I getting ready to make yours.
Okay, go for it, Ken.
Look, Kevin, I got to give you the benefit of the doubt here. You are obsessed with the Wallace situation. Admit it. You're obsessed with it. But I will say this, Steve, in his defense, so is every other fan in the so-called Steeler Nation. I am so sick of hearing about they're all white Wallace gone, but they're all stewing over where is he going to go and what's he going to get?
Well, listen, here's the one report I read, and this is what I think is funny. $65 million.
This is exactly what I'm talking about, Steve. This is exactly. Go ahead, Kevin. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. $65 million. I want to see what kind of market there is for a guy who, after a couple of years, has one decent year and says, you know what? I need more money because I'm the best receiver on this team. Oh, wait. I can't catch a cold.
My question is how much, in serious questions, how much of it's guaranteed?
At about half of it, from what I understand. But, again, no official word yet, so.
That's always the X factor. It really, truly is. And, you know, the free agency market, especially with the, you know, what is guaranteed money. But, Steve, and I'm gonna throw this out, Kevin, and then I'll let you alone. There's one other thing that all the Steeler fans absolutely seem to be hypnotized and fascinated with right now is the contract that Flacco got, because now the Ravens aren't going to be afforded to keep anybody else, and they're going to stink, and it keeps the Steelers in the hunt for the championship in the division.
Listen, I was the happiest person in the Valley when Flacco signed that deal.
Exactly, because all you Steeler fans think that they're not going to be able to pay anything else.
Well, they're going to have... Well, listen,
that was my Anquan Boldin point. Yep. The reason they lost to Anquan Boldin is because Flacco's contract is such, and look, I'm not blaming Joe Flacco. I'm just saying, but his contract, if they were to combine Flacco and Bolden's contracts together based on what Bolden wanted, I think it was like $7 million a year, it would be 12% of the cap room for two players. You can't do that.
No, of course not. I'm having more fun than anything else. I have to be honest, and I'm a Bears fan, so there isn't a whole lot of reason to get all stroked up anyway. No, there really isn't. I take free agency. I mean, I like to see us get this and get that, but I take the draft pretty much the same way I look at recruiting when it comes to college players. Sure, you like to get the five-star guys, but at the end of the day, they got to go to camp, and they got to play football, and they got to prove their worth, and you know what? I don't know what the numbers are, but if you do it, and I'm talking about, like, say, your first three-round draft picks and your five-star recruits in Division I college football, I'd like to know the percentages of how often they really work out.
Well, didn't you say earlier, Steve, that Brady was a sixth-rounder?
Brady was a sixth-round pick. So was Terrell Davis.
Precisely. I remember
You can find value anywhere if you have a really good... Hey, look, Joe Montana was a third-round pick.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't get that cranked up over it, but it is fun.
And you know what the knock on Jerry Rice was?
No.
That you put him on a 40-time watch not fast enough, and he wasn't.
Yeah.
That's why he slid to late in the first round.
He didn't run fast. He just caught a lot of passes and then ran for a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, he just caught passes, ran for touchdowns, and nobody ever caught him. Now, other than that...
Well, again, I just wanted to have a little bit of fun at Kevin's expense. And I, you know what? Next time I call up here, Kevin, I'm going to take your back on something. Because I'm always cutting it out. What? Hey, let them hit me live. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I was going to say, I've got good news for you. You got Bennett as the tight end for the Bears. From the Giants. I think I like that signing. I think that's a decent one.
Again, you know what? I won't know half of who the roster is until probably the second or third week of the exhibition season. So
he was one of my fantasy tight ends at one point this year.
Listen, we also got a head coach out of the CFL.
Oh. Yeah, but you know what?
He was good there.
But that coach out of the CFL, though, Ken, has an extensive NFL experience. And I think, to be honest with you, that was actually one of the better hires that I saw in the offseason was Mark Trout.
I'll take your word for it. We'll see when the season comes. The first thing that jumped out of me was CFL. You know, I mean, I got to have my fun where I can have my fun.
You know what? But you know what? Bud Grant was a CFL coach. And Warren Moon was a 5-time Grey Cup champion. So the CFL is not complete. The CFL is not a complete.
You got two there. I'm waiting. Keep going.
Cameron Wake, all pro with the Miami Dolphins. Spent his first 2.5 seasons with the in the CFL. Joe Theismann spent 3 seasons in the CFL.
Yeah, look at him. He couldn't even take a sack from Lawrence Taylor. Come on. Hey.
I hear you.
Have a wonderful day. Nice talking to you.
Thanks, Kenny. All right. Our number 1-800-795-9565. Kevin is poring over the free agent pickups right now, obsessed with the Wallace situation.
You're obsessed. I'm not going to deny that. I just cannot understand. Okay, it's now official. Let's see if we can get the dollar figure here. The Dolphins have agreed to a contract. Wallace is expected at the facility at 6 to sign it. Still no word on how much it was.
They'll have to release it at
yeah.
some point.
The one report was 65 with about half of it being guaranteed. I really think that's overpaying.
And here's the next one. Now, this is not a free agent deal, but I think it's significant for Atlanta. But Tony Gonzalez is coming back. He's going to give it another shot.
Yeah, he was going to retire, but I think that's a very, very big deal for the Falcons for just because of what he brings to the table.
Yeah, so, I mean, him returning is like a free agent signing for the Falcons. And I think that's very important for Atlanta. Now, Larry Foote and Plexico Burress are going to stay with the Steelers.
I'm really happy about Larry Foote staying there.
Absolutely. You know, it wouldn't bother me if I were Steeler fans if they went out, for example, and they drafted somebody with younger legs.
Well, and I think they'll look at that. I don't think there's any. Listen, if you're a Steeler fan, the one thing you have to be very happy about is the way the Steelers typically draft. They usually do a good job drafting players.
All right. Well, usually. We'll find out what they did recently. But let's run down. Okay, key guys, all right, in free agency. John Abraham, defensive end of the Falcons. Eric Winston from Kansas City with big offensive tackle. Andre Smith from the Bengals, big offensive tackle. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, the Eagles corner. Leron Landry. Now, I think this kid would be a nice pickup by somebody at safety. I think Leron Landry, with the Jets. James Harrison is, is at the end of what's going on. Chris Canty might be a decent pickup. I mean, Ahmad Bradshaw, I think you're talking about beyond his, I think his best years are behind him. Charles Woodson, his best years may be behind him, but some team with a veteran look may pick him up. He'd be a great guy to put in the sub package. Great guy to throw in your sub package. Out there's your nickel. Big Sebastian Vollmer from the Patriots is an unrestricted free agent. Matt Shaughnessy, the defensive end of the Raiders. Henry Melton, the big defensive tackle, has re-signed with the Bears, so they keep him. Phil Loholt, the big offensive tackle, the Vikings re-signed with them. Quentin Jammer, a corner. D'Angelo Hall, cut by the Redskins. Chris Gamble's interesting, cut by the Carolina Panthers. Glenn Dorsey, the big defensive end out of LSU, is an unrestricted free agent with the from the Chiefs. Fred Davis, so he's an interesting guy. Fred Davis, an interesting guy, tight end with the Redskins. He's an unrestricted free agent. Antoine Kayson, the corner with the Chargers. Michael Bennett, the defensive end of the Tampa Bay Bucks. Carter Barwin, the linebacker for the Houston Texans. D.J. Williams, the linebacker for the Broncos. He was cut. Urlacher's an unrestricted free agent nobody talks about. O.C. Umenyiora is going to be a guy that's interesting. I think as a situational guy, O.C. Umenyiora could be valuable to somebody. Anthony Spencer was franchised by the Cowboys. Victor Cruz is a restricted free agent. Giants. Now it's just a question of what happens. Colin Jenkins left the Eagles. The big defensive tackle signed with the Giants. Daryl Smith's an unrestricted free agent leaving Jacksonville. Brandon Moore, the big guard, is an unrestricted free agent with the Jets. Steven Jackson. Doubt he'll re-sign with the St. Louis Rams, so he might be an interesting pickup by somebody because it still looks like he has a little bit left in the tank. Deshaun Goldson, the safety of the 49ers, is an unrestricted free agent. Nick Barnett was cut by the Bills, the linebacker. Casey Hampton, of course, unrestricted free agent of the Steelers. Ray Maluga, the Manti Te'o of the NFL. That's because I think Manti Te'o is going to be this guy. That's who it's going to be. Michael Jennings, Greg Jennings. Gonzalez is re-signed with the Falcons. Freeney. Okay, interesting. Mike Wall's going to go to the Steelers. Then you got Ed Reed. Flacco's, of course, Reese of Averill. unrestricted free agent. Wes Welker's an unrestricted free agent. Ryan Clady was franchised by the Broncos. And Jake Long is an unrestricted free agent. Let's go to Doug in Wellsboro. Hi, Doug. Welcome. Nice to hear from you.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing well, Doug.
Hey, this goes along with the NFL talk and stuff. Yesterday was pro day for the Lions.
Yeah.
What stood out to you? Did anything stand out to you?
I thought Matt McGloin threw the ball really well yesterday, and it was good to see Derek Moy back working with him yesterday. He was very calm, collected. If he had any butterflies, he certainly didn't show it. Certainly, Morris turned in a couple of interesting 40 times, not as low as he said they were, but they were in the upper 4.3s, which was really, really good. Let's see. Matt Stankavich didn't do much. He did the broad jump, and he bettered his Indianapolis broad jump, which he had been working on. Jordan Hill's 40 time was definitely better than it was in Indianapolis. I think he ran a 5.23 in Indianapolis. He ran a 4.97 yesterday. So that helped him. Gerald Hodges decided not to do much. He's going to stand on what he did in Indianapolis. So those are the guys. Though Mike Farrell's pretty happy with his workout. The Browns worked him out a little bit yesterday. Trying to think of anybody else.
Do these pro teams basically send just staff guys to record the times, weights, things like that? Is there anybody like a coordinator level or even a head coach level?
Oh yeah, no, definitely. No, there was more than just scouts yesterday. There were coaches there.
Okay.
There were coaches there yesterday.
Hey, one other question, totally unrelated. Why was Sebastianelli not the medical doctor for the football team anymore?
I don't know. That's something that's internal. I mean, Wayne works for the Hershey Medical Center, so I don't know what the reason happened to be. I don't know. I know that I don't know the reason why. That's something you'd have to ask the Hershey Medical Center. You'd have to ask Bill O'Brien. I don't know.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking my call, Steve. It's good to hear you guys again.
Thank you, Doug. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout. With so many great deals in bloom, you'll be thinking spring. Like a 2004 Volvo XC40 four-door twin turbo with four-wheel drive. Lowest price promise, $9,994. A 2006 BMW X3 four-door four-wheel drive, $14,299. 2008 Ford Escape four-wheel drive V6 limited, only $15,988. 2012 Hyundai Elantra four-door sedan GLS, just $15,943. A 2012 Hyundai Veloster three-door coupe with black interior. Call for a price, 888-536-8017. All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout. 24/7 at sunburymotors.com, at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Well, Big Ten tournament is Thursday. Selection Sunday coming up. Monday's a day to really dissect all of it. You, of course, won't be here. Week of the NCAA tournament, which everybody really gets into, and you won't be here.
That's true. Well, but see, now I have plenty of time to watch it.
What, you weren't going to watch it if you were working and doing this show?
No, I have to keep my focus on making sure this show runs as smoothly as it always does.
Huh?
Exactly.
Our number is 1-800-795-9565.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that when you plan... When you do your vacation thing and you try and get everybody's schedules together so it matches up right and, You know, it doesn't involve the week that the kids are taking PSSAs. You don't really look at the whole grand scheme of things. You know, is it the week of Easter? Probably a bad week to go on vacation. But we've had that a few times. Is it the week that the NCAA tournament starts? If you're a sports fan, it's probably not the best choice either.
I haven't had one in 2 years.
You have a vacation every day.
No, but I was going to take it last summer, and it was when the the free thing and the NCAA thing came out, and I didn't take it because I didn't want people to think I was avoiding it and that somebody needed to stand out and talk about it. So I canceled it because I didn't want it to seem like, oh, he came out, now where is he? You can't find him. Oh, the voice of the Nittany Lions, you can't find him. You know, I mean, so... Well, somebody had to stand out there and talk about it, and the station needed me to stand out there and talk about it, and I think other people needed me to stand out and talk about it. Whether I did a good job or not, you can debate that as to how I handled it. Okay, that's a different scenario, but yeah, I bagged my vacation last summer because of the timing of when that came down. It came down when I was going to take one.
I think I was actually on vacation that week myself.
You were.
I have the uncanny knack of picking bad weeks.
So, I haven't taken one in 2 years. I have had, how many days did I take off in the last year?
How many days did you take off, or how many days were you off?
Well, it's different because, like, for example, because I took two off for my mother's funeral, and then I took one off to take my son to Boston for an extensive medical exam.
Well, and you're off Thursday because of a game, and
no, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm off Thursday. Oh, this week.
Yeah,
because the game's on the same time as the show, knucklehead.
Well, can't you? I mean, come on. You're Steve Jones. Use some influence in the Big Ten. Get it moved.
I mean, I'll be frank with you. I think we've known they've been locked into this 2:30 game for a month and a half now. Don't you think?
Man, I thought you had power in the Big Ten.
Man. The guy I voted for Player of the Year won it.
See? There you have it.
I felt strongly about it, too, in fact. So, I'm back in an hour with Patrick Chambers.
See, look at all the power you wield.
Yeah.